Friend of the show, Phil Rothfield, joining us now. I'm sure I saw Buzz tweet about the Newtown Manly game that they showed on Fox from back in the day. Now, you covered that game, I think, did you, Buzz?
Yeah, mate. Good morning, guys. I was there for the Telegraph, and I was just trying to think, after watching a replay and refreshing my memory, what the match review committee of our era would have done with a game like that. And I reckon we'd be looking at 30 to 40 weeks of suspensions and, you know, yeah. Wow, what a game. I clearly remember walking into the Manly dressing room and seeing the battered faces after the game. They were in the Australian cricket team side of the dressing rooms, the home teams, and I could see Terry Randall's boots hanging up on a hook. He called it quits after that game, and wow, that, as you say, Broadhurst bound, but there are other things happening too that the cameras didn't even pick up.
Was you that know, the most brutal game you've... Sorry, Buzz. Was that the most brutal game of football you've seen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, unbelievable, mate. Unbelievable. Yeah. Never seen anything like it. And you just didn't think it was going to stop. You were sitting there thinking, they might abandon this. Seriously. Yeah. I remember there was another one. I think it was South versus Combined Brisbane in a similar year in an AMCO Cup or Tooth Cup in Brisbane.
Yep.
And every player fought. Two players kept playing. There was a try scored. Sort of winger on winger. That was a shocker. You know, I might try on YouTube that one day, South versus Combined Brisbane. But, mate, there was nothing like Newtown. Newtown and Manly. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's brutal. Now, this return date, Buzz, are we legitimately looking at May 28?
I think we are. And, look, we've even got the Queensland government softening their stance and the curve remains flat. And look, you don't want to rush it, but if health authorities give us the all clear, it's a goer. The TV stations are now on board. The great news is that I'm told, well, look, on the Friday night, which will be May 29, they're going to give us the game we missed in round 3, and that'll be the Roosters versus the Rabbitohs. I can also tell South Sydney fans, and I know you've got plenty of them, that the reports we're getting out of Taree is that Latrell Mitchell will return far fitter than he was for the opening two rounds of the Premiership, that he's training Taree down. He's got a home gym set up. He's doing a lot of running, and he's had the new baby now, so his personal life's in good order. And I think he'll probably play fullback again, which will be a gamble. Him versus Tedesco, wow. Can't wait. I reckon that'll get a record TV broadcast rating, that one.
But, I reckon it will.
Yeah, great news for South fans.
Yeah, no, he's a tremendous player, Latrell, and if he's fit, then the world is his oyster. And let's hope he comes back fit.
Yeah, even without crowds, how good's it going to be this segment every Monday when we can start blowing up about referees, about teams getting started, That's what we're missing.
Tell us about it. Absolutely, Buzz. No.
Buzz, we're missing celebrating the Tigers winning. That will be every Monday.
Please, give it a break.
Now, you didn't send the paparazzi out to chase him on the boat the other day, did you, Buzz?
On the boat?
Seriously, leave me alone, Buzz. Hey? Little tinny out in the middle of the harbour, they still got me.
Oh, you in the middle. I saw one of you on the jetty, weren't you? Sitting on a jetty?
No.
That was the back of the boat.
You don't mind that shirt off, do you?
Give me a break, would you?
Mate, you didn't have a hat on. Did you have a hat on, Clarky?
Yeah, of course. Always.
Oh, this is good. Flip-flop.
I haven't got one on this morning, though. I've got to protect the face. Sunscreen, hat, always. Yeah, too many skin cancers cut out.
Yeah, good on you. As long as you follow those rules, mate. Thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, Buzz, when the competition starts again, and hopefully, fingers crossed, it will start on the 28th of May, what sort of length of competition are we looking at?
I would say first preference is 20 weeks, but that will depend on the Warriors' arrival and Queensland borders opening and Victorian borders opening and, you know, the ability of Melbourne Storm to travel. There's no problems, obviously, with Canberra and Newcastle. But, Laurie, I'm sure we're going to get the finer detail on Wednesday after commission meetings and Project Apollo wrap up and look at all their different alternatives. And I cannot wait till we get a bit of certainty, I mean, and we can get on with it.
Buzz, have I heard correctly that Todd Greenberg was left out of the most recent meetings between Fox and Nine?
Yeah, he was. And I actually spoke to Peter Philandis about this. And look, this wasn't Peter's call. Todd, particularly at Channel 9, is not getting on with them at the moment. It's not from Todd's behalf. It's for Channel 9. And you saw their statement they put out. It was pretty obvious who they directed at. So when a meeting like this was set up, I think all parties decided, let's keep friction out of the room. And Todd Greenberg was not invited. So I think it's quite an unsettling period for the game with all this talk about Todd. It'd be unsettling for his staff, and there's 400 of them at NRL headquarters. And I think it's time, not for Peter Philandis, because I don't want to see one man make the decision, but I think it is long overdue that the Independent Commission, when they meet this week, that as a group, they make a decision on the chief executive of the game. His contract is up in October. They either say, Todd, you're running until October or you're going now. But I think they need to make a decision ASAP. It worries me, though, when a major partner in the game doesn't want to sit down and negotiate with him, though.
Buzz, just on Darius Boyd now, Gordon Tallis had some things to say on Triple M on the weekend regarding, him not really wanting to leave home and play in a hub potentially in Sydney, etc. What are your thoughts on Darius Boyd's comments?
I say good on Darius. I'm really, really pleased and happy for him at his stage of his career. And let's not forget, Darius has had a history of mental health issues and it blew up at the Knights, and he's worked very, very hard to get happiness back into his life, and he's got a lovely wife and kids. And you know what? It's a personal choice. And if he wants to put his family first, as a lot of people do, I have absolutely no problem with him staying in Brisbane.
Mm. Hey, Buzz, what about you're on the back page of the Daily Telegraph today, your story, 116 club bosses in the last 10 years and a total wastage of nearly $400 million.
Yeah, well, that's right, Laurie. We've spoken about this a couple of weeks ago. We talk about the money that wasted investments that the NRL have blown with their oversized staff. But look, this story shows it's not alone. And I tell you what it's going to lead to. The biggest cost explosion in the game, which poor old Todd Greenberg's getting blamed for again, is on coaching staffs and high-performance staffs. And in 2010, I think it was, the average spend on a coaching staff was about $1.6 million. Last year, it got as high as $8 and $9 million. But Todd, in 2012, they say, was responsible for this explosion. He paid Des Hasler $1 million, the first coach, to be on a salary like this, and he gave him an open checkbook, and Des hired a psychologist, a dietitian, three physios, a club doctor, four assistant coaches, and it just blew out. And Canterbury, a few years later, had to sack them all. But I think that's the first area of cost-cutting that we'll see with NRL clubs. So it'll be an interesting one to watch.
Still can't believe that figure of 116 bosses. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable, isn't it? That sort of instability. Hey, Loz, what about you, mate? Best Origin New South Wales player ever. Congratulations.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday, Buzz. Thank you. Yeah,
it's up on his wall, Buzz, already.
Sorry?
It's up on Loz's wall already. We're staring at it now.
Well, Loz has got a great scrapbook, mate. A very great, proud career, mate. That's a huge rap, though, from Gus. Yeah. Best Origin coach of all.
Yeah, it was unreal. Actually, Buzz. I feel very honoured that a guy like Gus has sort of rated me like that. But yeah,
I just wish he was as supportive of your Origin coaching career. Because remember, remember he used to go cook her and was writing nasty stuff about, you know, the leadership around the Blues. And, mate, he kept forgetting to mention that you're up against Cronk, you're up against Thurston, you're up against Inglis, you're up against Smith, the greatest rep side ever assembled. And he went cuckoo.
Well, everyone's entitled to their opinion, Buzz.
I knew you'd say that. You're too nice a bloke, Warren.
No, it was good, mate. We had our opportunities, but we just weren't good enough to win those games. And Queensland were fantastic. But anyway, we all move on, my friend. We all move on. What are you chasing up today, mate?
What am I chasing up today?
Yeah.
Well, mate, with your man Bulldog still on leave and... mate, I'm working very hard, actually, out of the Carrington Bureau, so...
I can imagine.
Yeah, got a few phone calls to make. There's, you know, mate, there's still a lot happening. There's still a lot happening, and teams are getting ready to come back, and, you know, coaches are, you know, a lot of them aren't getting paid or on reduced salary, so I can assure you they're working just as hard as they ever have, you know, checking, you know, they're all got special apps and WhatsApp communication, and Johnny Morris was telling me he did a Zoom chat the other night and he had Josh Dugan on it, he had Matt Moylan on it, and he had Bronson Cherry on it, his three wounded players, and they all gave him the assurance that they'll be ready for the resumption, which is a huge bonus. But, you know, it's interesting. They were even talking in groups, you know, the guys who have been in rehab, and it's you know, it's really, really getting exciting. I've got it circled in my diary. I cannot wait to get a bit of footy back.
Yeah, I think we all have, Buzz. Hey, Buzz, this one caught my eye as well in your column today. There might have been a team that got together for a training session.
Yeah, look, the reason I haven't named the team, Laurie, is that it is an unconfirmed report, but it's one of the stories I will be chasing today. I'm told from two sources that a Sydney club, and look, I can't confirm that the coaches were there. Maybe it was their own WhatsApp group, but I'm told there was about a dozen of them at a park working on a few drills, not touching each other. But, you know, I did a story on Sunday that police had to close down a Sydney FC training session.
Yeah,
did you see that during the week at Macquarie University where Sydney FC trained?
Yeah,
someone's driven past, and we suspect it's a Wanderer supporter and it's drunk.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, the police lob and shut them down and threaten them with a fine next time. So look, I'm going to chase that story today. And I didn't want to name them because I hadn't confirmed it. But I will be checking it out.
We'll be reading with interest.
I said to my informant, I wish you'd got a photo. Would have made a difference.
Can I tell that story? This is a story.
No, that's for another day. We'll keep it for Clarkie's part.
All right, I'll keep it for next week.
photographers these days, all they want to do is follow Clarkie. They don't want to get proper news photos. Like
you're telling me.
Yeah,
I'll pay them. Whatever they get for a photo, I'll pay them that to leave me alone.
Listen, I reckon you've got a scrapbook at home, and I reckon there's two sections, one on your career and one on Sydney Confidential. And I reckon Sydney Confidential is probably three times bigger than your career, which is sad.
The career lasts 2 days.
Yeah.
It was a debut and that retirement. That's it.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Ben, our producer, when I start asking about your private life. I thought I'd leave it to this segment. And then,
never.
It'll be soon. It'll be soon.
Next week, Buzz. We've got some mail
Bring
on
Bring footy back, Buzz. Bring footy back.
I'm going to ask for special permission next week. So anyone listening, I'm going to ask some questions about Lara and other little things.
Give it a rest. Beautiful. Keep me out of your shush section in the paper as well.
Good on you, Buzz. We've got to get to a break. Thanks for joining us as always.
See you guys.
Good on you, Buzz.
See you, mate.
Phil Rothfield, one of our regulars there on the Big Sports Break.